Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the education section. This video I'm going to touch on how to hit your protein goal. This is an area I see a lot of people struggle with when maybe they're on a lower calorie intake because they've got like a smaller budget in terms of the amount of calories they can consume while still being able to hit their protein. Because obviously if you just go about eating random foods and try and hit your protein goal, you'll end up going over your calories pretty excessively, which is why it's usually easier when you are in a gaining phase or bulking to hit that protein goal while being maybe on more calories. And also, if you're not used to maybe tracking, having like a fitness lifestyle, or just aiming to have a lot of protein in your diet, it is quite a shock to the system and quite difficult when you're not used to it. So that's another kind of area where I see people struggle. And the first point I want to touch on is make sure you've got a plan in place. So failing to prepare is largely preparing to fail. What I mean by that is if with your protein goal, you are going about it in a manner where you've not got any structure in terms of how much meals you're having, maybe how much protein you're trying to have per meal, or you've just not got any kind of routine practice in place, it's going to be a lot harder. So what I recommend you do by having a plan in place is work out the amount of protein you want to consume per meal in order to reach your goal. What that means is if someone's goal is, let's say, 200 grams and they eat four times a day, divide that protein goal of 200 grams by four, and that gives you a set amount of protein to aim for per meal to ensure you reach that goal. And what I also recommend you do is map out your protein before you map out your carbs and fat sources. Like if you are kind of structuring a meal for breakfast, don't think, oh, I'll have cereal, or think for lunch I'll have pasta, or for dinner think, oh, I'll have potatoes or something else or whatever. Always construct your protein in first. For example, for breakfast, think, right, I'll have maybe eggs and egg whites. Egg whites being quite good because it's a leaner source. Maybe thinking for lunch, I'll have something chicken-based. Or for dinner, I'll have lean beef. And what that basically does is, or have whey protein. And what that basically does is it will allocate you, it will kind of allow you to slot that protein in first. And then you can work the rest of your calories around that. So always start by putting your protein in, then putting a fruit and veg in, and then allocate the rest of your calories around that, and that will ensure good hunger management, and it will also ensure you're going to have good nutritional foods in your diet through having fruit and veg, and also being able to hit that protein goal effectively. And do so at the start of the day. Sometimes I see people, like, they'll track their food for the day, it'll be dinner time, they've got 200 calories to eat and 100 grams of protein. And to do the maths for you, there is 4 calories in a gram of protein, so that's 400 calories. So for that individual, they're obviously not going to be able to hit that protein goal. So make sure you do so at the start of the day so you're not left at night with very little calories to eat and as a result being maybe too hungry or not being able to reach your protein goal while staying within those calorie constraints. And also, don't be afraid to make meals just protein and veggies or fruits. What I mean by that is your breakfast could potentially just be a whey protein shake and a banana or blueberries. Or your lunch could just be a chicken salad, especially if you're not training around that period, to allow you to get a good chunk of protein in and not a lot of calories. Don't be afraid just to have like a protein source for a meal. A meal doesn't always need to be accompanied by a lot of fats or a lot of carbs. And also make it a routine. So with this kind of goes and ties into what I said regarding kind of having a plan in place, but making it a routine is also very valuable because if, let's say, you excessively change things like the amount of meals you have on a daily basis, the food sources you have on a daily basis, the timings of your meals, the calories you have per meal, there's so much moving parts, there's so much room for error. A good analogy is like if you imagine like a car that's built and it's only got an engine, set of wheels, gearbox, versus a car that's got all these fancy features. They've got let's say tons of kind of things that happen automatically. They've got like a parking sensor on the rear, it's got maybe traction control, it's got tons of kind of all these wee add-ons, all these wee kind of glamorous wee features. They're good, yes, but it's more things that can go wrong. There's more moving parts, there's more things that can fail. Whereas if, let's say, and what I'm basically meaning by that is if we can reduce the amount of moving parts, if we can reduce the amount of things that are changing on a daily basis, it leads to more predictability in terms of your ability to reach your goal. And not only that, but it will reduce stress, it will be less time consuming, and you'll probably handle your hunger better because you've got a routine that you know helps you manage your hunger. And as well as that, it'll probably yield to better performance and recovery because you've got a routine in place. If you've got a routine, you know what you're having before your sessions, you know what fuels you. The likelihood of you performing well and having a productive session is going to be far higher than if, let's say, someone's kind of winging it, you could say, and changing a lot of things. And next up is going to be pick clean sources with your meals. So when it comes to having your protein, if you, let's say, consume protein from, let's say, almond bar, peanut bar, just from eggs, from really fatty meat sources, or from foods that maybe are labeled high protein, but they're not actually high protein, then you're gonna really struggle to kind of hit your protein without, again, getting a lot of carbs and fats in your diet. So aim for lean sources of protein. And what this will do is this will prevent you running out of calories before hitting that goal. And examples of some lean protein sources could be chicken breast, it could be whey protein, it could be 5% mince, it could be egg whites instead of eggs. So these examples and things like a good example of maybe what aren't lean protein sources is having, let's say, eggs instead of egg whites, let's say a high fat percentage of mince instead of low fat, or chicken thighs instead of chicken breast, or things like maybe having, you know what I mean, cod, a white fish instead of salmon, or having maybe a whey protein shake instead of a protein bar. So all these wee examples, like making these wee swaps add up, and then probably allows you to have greater satiety because you can have overall more food and not accumulate fat through sources that aren't filling, like a protein bar potentially. So make sure you're picking sources that you know are lean, because if you go to the shop and you buy high protein pancakes or high protein, you know what I mean, noodles or things like that, yes, it's got a bit more protein in it, but it's still, I wouldn't class it as high protein for the amount of calories it gives you and the amount of protein that's in it. And next point is utilize a protein powder. So a protein powder is, there's nothing absolutely magical about it, but it's a highly bioavailable lean source of protein. And what I mean by bioavailable is our ability to utilize and absorb the protein from a protein powder is very high. It's a very high quality source, and it's also super convenient. So when you're on the go or busy, it's easy to just pack a protein shake and then be able to have another protein feeding, which can help you again manage hunger. It can help you be in a good position to build muscle and not lose muscle. And it can also be a good alternative for maybe having a poorer food choice, or just to allow you to kind of top up your protein throughout the day. And it can also be convenient to add to meals that are quite low in protein. For example, if, let's say, you're having oats, you can add oats, or you can add protein to oats to give you a bit more protein content in that meal. You can add protein powder to things like Greek yogurt as well. You can add it when you're making foods like maybe pancakes. You can have it, like, as I said, as a shake on its own. There's tons of ways you can utilize, or you can put in a smoothie. So there's tons of ways you can utilize a protein powder, which can be super convenient and also just be quite enjoyable and help people with that sweet tooth, because protein powders nowadays are a bit more enjoyable and a bit more tasty than they were in the past. And next up, you can meal prep. So the benefit of meal prepping is it will tie into kind of the points I made regarding planning and routine, but it will help you reduce stress and, as well as that, improve adherence and reach more predictability with you reaching your goal. If you finish a shift, you're super tired, you can't be bothered cooking, you fancy something McDonald's, but you know you've already got your food prepped, you're going to be more likely to stick to that diet in terms of if, let's say, you're getting back really late and you've got no food prepped, no food available, etc. And what I recommend you do is have a time of the day or have a time of the week you meal prep. I'll bulk cook all my protein sources at once for the week, then individually bag them and freeze them, which saves so much time. I'll also meal prep all my food at the start of the day. Find whatever system and times work for you and try and adhere to that. Thank you very much for watching. The full video is available exclusively to my online coaching and personal training clients. If you're interested in any of the two services, feel free to inquire via messaging me on any of my social media platforms or via the link in the description, if applicable, depending on where you're watching this.